Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Exodus chapter 4, verse 16. Aaron will be your spokesman to the people. He will be your mouthpiece, and you will stand in the place of God for him, telling him what to say. Moses felt sure that his speech difficulties disqualified him from serving God. How could someone who was tongue-tied possibly lead the people of Israel and negotiate with Pharaoh? The answer was simple. His brother Aaron could fulfill that part of the role, and Moses could be the person who kept close to God and listened to his voice. In an ideal world, Moses would have been a perfect communicator and would have been able to do the job himself, but in the real world, he needed help. As you've probably noticed, we don't live in an ideal world. This means that we need to be continually light on our feet and ready to adapt to new circumstances. The pandemic forced us to change, didn't it? We had to adapt in all sorts of different ways. In our churches, we had to look at everything we did with new eyes. Meeting together online had all sorts of downsides, but it had many blessings as well. It was wonderful to meet so easily with people from all over the world, and to be able to offer online services to many people who weren't used to attending church. God's plans were not defeated by Moses' speech difficulties, and when he looks at us and our limited abilities, he won't be held back by our inadequacies either. The image of the body of Christ makes it clear that no one has all the gifts. You and I have some gifts, but without our brothers and sisters, we'll never be able to do God's work. Throughout Moses' crucial ministry, he needed to rely on many other people. He needed to be humble enough to welcome the wisdom, support, and voices of others, as do we. So let me ask you a question. In what way have other people's gifts been a blessing to you? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the wonderful gifts that you've given to the people in our lives. Help us to value them and encourage them. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me today. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.